Since July 7th, Micklem has eaten no food and has consumed only water, juice, and coffee.
My health is excellent. I'm very much encouraged and motivated by the reception I've been receiving from everybody I've run across. Everybody has been supportive and cooperative. Our support person, Kat, is providing us with a variety of juices, grape, orange, apple, and some veggie juices. And that is about the closest thing to food that we're taking.
A retired science teacher and environmental activist, Micklem is fasting to express what he calls his grief for the loss of creation as a result of mountaintop removal mining.
It's not a protest. It's not a hunger strike. It's a witness, and a witness that I'm making by being there every day and not eating. The campaign needs love and respect for one's adversaries as well as one's friends.
In the past, Micklem has fasted for as long as 13 days, but he says he plans to go on longer than that this time. Micklem says two trained medics named Natalie and Noah have been checking on his health. Aside from a little dehydration, he says they have found no indications that he is experiencing any serious side effects due to the fast. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.